天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的听众朋友们大家好，欢迎您收听天路导向节目，我是主持人舒雅。朋友们，舒雅相信大家都曾经有过一种情感纠缠着我们，那就是惧怕。我们害怕失败，害怕孤独，所以我们会有不安全的感觉，想要抓住点什么。对于没有信主的朋友，你们是否害怕死亡背后的黑暗？是否害怕无法预测的未来呢？对于信主的朋友，我们是否能够一直对神有信心呢？是否也会对未来担忧害怕，好像没有神同在一样？如果是的话，那就让我们一起来听一听今天的节目吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
We are so glad you could join us for this broadcast.
很高兴你又能收听我们这个节目。
We have been studying the book of Joshua.
近来我们一直在查考约书亚记。
And today's message is the fourth in the series called You Want Me to Do What?
你让我做什么？这个系列今天已经是第四讲了。
You want me to do what is a question we may want to ask God when he calls us to do something overwhelming.
当神呼召你做些惊天动地的事，你很可能会问神，你让我做什么？这个问题。
And God's answer is to yield.
神回答你说，要让步。
As you drive in the streets, you probably have seen a sign that says yield.
当你在路上开车时，可能会看见一个标志，上面写着“让”这个字。
The Bible, from beginning to end, has one big sign that says "Yield to God."
圣经从头到尾也有一个大标志，写着“让”这个字，也就是要对神降服。
For meaningful life, you must yield to God.
要过一个有意义的人生，你必须对神降服。
For a peaceful heart, you must yield to God.
要得到心灵的平静，你必须对神降服。
For contented spirit, you must yield to God.
要心满意足，你必须对神降服。
For victory in the battles of life, you must yield to God.
要在生命的战斗中获胜，你必须对神降服。
All in all, you must yield to the Lord's will for your life.
总而言之，你必须降服在主对你生命所定的旨意之下。
But let me warn you, my listening friend, yielding to God is not easy.
但我必须事先警告你，我亲爱的朋友，对神降服绝不是容易的事。
Yielding to God does not come naturally.
对神降服不是自然而然出现的。
But yielding to God is the only option God gives you.
然而神只给我们一条路，就是降服。
We cannot try to retain full control of our lives and give God control at the same time.
我们不能保持对自己生命的主控权，同时又让神来做主。
And this struggle of yielding is where we find the people of God in the book of Joshua chapter 5.
是否要降服神呢？这些挣扎从约书亚记第五章里对神百姓的描述中可以看到。
Remember that God's people were traveling toward the promised land under the leadership of Joshua.
还记得吗？神的百姓在约书亚的领导下往应许之地前进。
In the last few messages, we learned that they faced many dangers as they traveled into enemy's territory.
在前几次的信息中，我们学到，在深入敌人的领域途中，他们遭遇了各种危险。
They crossed the river of impossibility, the raging flood stage, Jordan River, with God's supernatural help.
他们靠着神超然大能的帮助渡过了困难的大河，也就是波涛汹涌的约旦河。
And in chapter 5, they arrive at the fortified city wall of Jericho.
在第五章的记载里，他们来到固若金汤的耶利哥大城。
The Jordan River, which God had supernaturally parted for them to cross, had resumed its flood stage course, and there was no returning to the other side.
神以超自然的大能分开约旦河，让他们走过去。如今河水复流，涨过两岸，他们已经没有退路了。
And the people were caught between a raging river behind them and a fortified city wall in front of them.
这时神的百姓被夹在两难之间，后有汹涌的大河，前有坚固的城墙。
They had no choice but to yield to the leadership of the commander-in-chief of the heavenly army.
他们没有别的选择，只能降服在天军大元帅的主权之下。
Many of these people had never seen fortified cities.
大部分的百姓都没有见过高大坚固的城墙。
This generation was all born in the wilderness.
这一代人都是在旷野出生的。
They had no experience with climbing formidable obstacles.
他们毫无攀越重重障碍的经验。
Their leader Joshua was perplexed over their condition.
耶稣亚身为他们的领袖，面对困境感到很狼狈。
But then Joshua sees a man with a drawn sword.
突然约书亚看见一个人手里拿着一把拔出来的刀。
And Joshua asked him, "Are you with us or against us? Which side are you on?"
约书亚问他，你是帮助我们呢，还是帮助我们敌人呢？
And the man said to Joshua, "I'm not here to take sides. I'm here to take over."
那人对约书亚说，都不是，我是来掌权的。
My listening friend,Here is the difficult thing about yielding. Are you ready for it?
亲爱的朋友，你准备好了吗？降服的困难就在于
God demands it.
这是神的命令。
Why?
为什么呢？
For your good and his glory.
为了他的荣耀，也为了你的益处。
But why do we try so hard to escape yielding to God?
但为什么我们费尽力气逃避向神屈服呢？
And why does God say that it's the only option that you have?
为什么神只给我们这一条出路呢？
Why is it that we do not have true peace or joy until we yield?
为什么我们不降服就得不到真正的平安和喜乐呢？
I want you to keep on listening because I'm going to give you the answer in a few minutes.
请继续收听，待会儿我就会告诉你答案。
In the book of Joshua, we see that God's people had to yield.
在约书亚记里，我们发现神的百姓必须对神降服。
They had to yield spiritually.
他们必须在灵性上降服。
They had to yield mentally.
他们必须在理性上降服。
They had to yield emotionally.
他们必须在感情上降服。
And they had to yield physically.
在体能上他们也必须降服。
And if God is teaching us anything in this series of messages, it would be this.
在这个系列的信息里，神若要教导我们什么功课，那就是
Consecration comes before conquest.
征服之前先要圣洁。
Yielding comes before victory.
得胜之前先要降服。
What kind of yielding did God ask of his people?
神要求他的百姓在哪些方面降服呢？
In the book of Joshua chapter 5 verses 2 through 9, God told them to practice circumcision.
在约书亚记第五章二到九节那里，神吩咐他们行割礼。
In verse 10, God told them to celebrate Passover.
第十节，神吩咐他们守逾越节。
In verses 11 and 12, God told them to eat the fruit of the promised land.
十一和十二节，神吩咐他们吃应许之地的出产。
In verses 13 through 15, God told them to follow the commander of God's heavenly army.
13到15节，神吩咐他们跟随神军队的元帅。
Can you imagine how God's people reacted when they heard these commands?
你能不能想象神的百姓听见了一道接一道的命令之后，如何反应呢？
They probably thought that some of these commands were outrageous insanity and others were unnecessary rituals.
很可能他们认为有些命令简直太荒谬，太疯狂了，要不然就是些没有必要的繁文缛节。
Oh, but listen, my listening friend.
但我亲爱的朋友，听着。
The core of yielding is not yielding what you want to yield.
按照你自己的意愿降服，那不是降服的真意。
The purpose of yielding is not even yielding what you think you should yield.
只对你认为应该降服的事才降服，这更不是降服的目的。
No.
不是的。
To truly yield, you must ask God, what is it that you want me to yield to you?
要真实的降服，你必须问神，什么才是你要我对你降服的？
God will command different things from different people.
神对不同的人有不同的命令。
God knows what we must yield, even if it will be difficult for us.
神知道我们必须在哪方面降服，纵使我们感到很困难。
Some of you might be saying, but what God was asking his people to do doesn't make sense.
有些朋友会说，神吩咐他百姓做的事不合理。
And you're right.
你说的对。
Well, think about this.
想想看。
God commanded that the men must be circumcised on the eve of their greatest battle.
在他们面对最大的一场战役前夕，神竟然命令他们行割礼。
How are they going to fight a war if they were physically incapacitated?
如果他们体力不足，怎么能够打仗？
It does not make sense to our human understanding.
照人的想法实在一点都不合理。
Oh, but to God, it makes perfect sense.
但对神来说，完全合理。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because God did not want them to think that they accomplished their victory in their own strength.
因为神不要他们认为是靠他们自己的力量得到胜利的。
My listening friend,
我亲爱的朋友，
When God removes all of our human strength, He will begin to give us His supernatural strength.
当神挪去人所有的力量时，他开始给予我们他超然的力量。
For God to intervene and give us victory, we must be willing to yield everything to Him.
为了让神来介入，使我们得胜，我们必须甘心地对他全然降服。
I need to give you some historical explanation or background.To the situation here in the book of Joshua, chapter 5.
我想为你解释一下约书亚记第五章的历史背景。
This generation of God's people was born in the wilderness after having escaped from the slavery of Egypt.
新一代的以色列人是在他们上一代离开埃及为奴之地后，在旷野出生的。
Only a few of these people, such as Joshua and Caleb,had experienced the history of their exodus.
只有极少数人如约书亚和加勒才经历过出埃及的历史事件。
Only a few remembered what it was like to live in slavery.
只有极少数人还记得被奴役的生活。
Only a few experienced walking on a dry ground through the Red Sea after God parted the waters.
只有极少数人经历到神为他们分开红海，使他们走在干地上。
This newest generation had not experienced those supernatural victories.
新一代的以色列民没有经历过那些超自然的胜利。
This newest generation had forgotten that circumcision was a sign of their covenant with God.
新一代的以色列民已经忘记了 割礼是他们与神立约的记号。
This newest generation had not participated in the Passover.
新一代的以色列民从没有守过逾越节。
Passover reminded them of God's delivering power.
逾越节可以提醒他们神拯救的大能。
Eating the produce of Canaan was the foretaste of God's coming victory.
吃迦南地的农产是要让他们先尝尝神让他们得胜的战果。
And the ultimate yielding was their surrender to the commander in chief.
最重要的降服就是他们向统领元帅的效忠服从。
Joshua's encounter of the commander of the heavenly army is one of the most exciting passages in the whole of the Bible.
约书亚遇见天军的元帅，这是全本圣经中最令人感到兴奋的一段经文。
Although Jesus Christ, the Son of God, would not be born for over 1,000 years after Joshua's time,
神的儿子耶稣基督虽然要等到约书亚那一代之后的1000多年才降生人间。
And yet Jesus appeared in human form at a few key events in the history of God's people.
但在以色列民的历史中，耶稣曾在几个关键时刻以人的形象出现。
Jesus appeared to Abraham under the oak tree at Mamre.
耶稣曾在曼利的橡树下向亚伯拉罕显现。
Jesus appeared to Jacob at Peniel.
耶稣在庇努伊勒向雅各显现。
Jesus appeared to Moses at the burning bush.
耶稣在烧着的荆棘丛里向摩西显现。
Jesus appeared with his chariots of fire to Elisha to fight the Assyrians on their behalf.
耶稣驾着火车火马向以利沙显现，帮他打胜亚兰的军队。
And here in the book of Joshua, chapter 5, verse 13, Jesus appears to Joshua.
在约书亚记5:13这里，耶稣向约书亚显现。
Jesus appeared with a sword drawn to fight on their behalf.
耶稣出现在他眼前，手中握着拔出来的刀，要为他们征战。
What kind of military force did this divine commander lead?
这位神圣的元帅所率领的是什么军队呢？
They are called the hosts of the Lord.
他们被称为耶和华的军队。
They are called the hosts of heaven.
他们被称为天上的军队。
They are called the legions of angels.
他们是天使的军团。
And they are always ready to be deployed on your behalf, my listening friends, the moment you yield to the Lord's call upon your life.
亲爱的朋友，这支军队随时整装待发，只要你肯对神向你生命的呼召降服，他们立刻为你征战。
When you yield your wants to God,
当你在神面前放下你的欲望。
When you yield your opinion to God,
当你在神面前放下你的意见。
When you yield your comfort zone to God,
当你在神面前放下你的安乐窝。
When you yield your time, your talent, and your treasure to God,
当你在神面前放下你的时间、才干和所心爱的一切。
When you yield your anger and bitterness to God,
当你在神面前放下你的苦毒和愤怒。
When you yield your depression and self-pity and hopelessness to God,
当你在神面前放下你的忧郁、自怜和绝望。
God is ready to deploy His heavenly troops on your behalf.
神的军队立刻就会为你出发。
In the book of Hebrews, chapter 1, verse 14, we are told,
希伯来书1:14告诉我们
that angels are ministering spirits sent out to serve those who will inherit salvation.
天使岂不都是服役的灵？奉差遣为那将要承受救恩的人效力吗？
Although the angels are invisible, yet they are deployed on your behalf in your times of need.
我们的眼睛虽然看不见天使，但他们随时待命。一旦我们有需要，他们立刻被差遣来帮助我们。
The Bible said that 1/3 of the angelic hosts fell from heaven.
圣经说有三分之一的天使从天堂堕落。
When they followed Satan's foolishness of wanting to overthrow God from his throne.
他们愚昧地随从撒旦叛变，因为他想推翻神的宝座。
But here's the good news.
然而好消息是，
This means that two-thirds of the angelic beings are ready and committed to be deployed on your behalf.
换句话说，还有三分之二的天使天君随时待命为我们出发作战。
That means for every demon that is harassing you and warring against you, there are two angels who are fighting on your behalf.
也就是说，每一个来骚扰你、攻击你的恶魔出现时，总有两个天使来为你征战、保护你。
When you yield to the commander in chief of the heavenly army,
当你向天军的大元帅降服时，
Jesus will show up.
耶稣就会出现。
Jesus does not show up to take sides. He shows up to take over.
耶稣不是偏帮哪一方，他是来掌权的。
Jesus shows up to give you the right words to speak.
耶稣来赐给你当说的话。
Jesus shows up to soften hard hearts and change lives.
耶稣来软化刚硬的心，并来改变生命。
Jesus shows up to bless your work and give you favor.
耶稣来赐福并悦纳你和你的工作。
Jesus shows up to encourage you and meet all of your needs.
耶稣来鼓励你，满足你一切的需要。
Jesus shows up to give you victory.
耶稣来使你得胜。
And the best thing that you can say is this, Lord, take over. I yield my will to yours.
你最该说的就是，主啊，掌管我的生命，我的意志完全降服在你的旨意之下。
Remember what the Bible said.
记得圣经告诉我们，
that the race is not won by the swift.
跑得快的不能赢得赛事。
And that the battle is not won by the strong.
强壮的不能赢得战争。
But victory goes to those who yield to the commander in chief.
唯有顺服大元帅才能制胜。
Will you accept his invitation to yield?
你愿意接受神要你降服的要求吗？
Will you tell Jesus, Lord, I yield my all. Use me as you want.
你愿意对耶稣说，主啊，我完全降服，求你照你的心意使用我。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神厚厚的赐恩给你。下次节目时间再会。
非常感谢您的收听。是的，惧怕是信心的绊脚石，彼得因为害怕而差点被海水淹没了。但是让我们大家都有一颗愿意相信的心吧，只要我们向神祈求，与神亲近，他会告诉我们将来的路。他的话是一盏脚前的明灯，我们虽然看不到远处，但是我们会永远走在光明之中，因为神必定不会撇弃我们。他已经为你我计划好了我们最美的路程，那就让我们跟随他一同经历，一同见证吧。我们今天的节目到这里就结束了，再次感谢您的收听，我们下期再见。
起我的手，你给我勇气，
曙光渐显明，点亮前方路，我展翅高飞，你给我信心，
只要相信，相信就有奇迹，挥动星星的翅膀， 随着梦想起飞。
相信有爱就有奇迹，不轻言放弃，只要打开眼睛，手牵手一起就不孤寂。
相信有爱就有奇迹，虽然逆着风，你给我勇气飞往那佳美之地。
黑夜将过去，
未来不再迟疑，
牵起我的手，你给我勇气，
曙光渐显明，点亮前方路，我展翅高飞，你给我信心。
只要相信，相信就有奇迹，挥动星星的翅膀，随着梦想起飞。手一起就不孤寂，相信有爱就有奇迹，虽然逆着风，你给我勇气飞往那佳美之地。
心静
佳美之地。
只要相信，相信就有奇迹，
挥动星星